My mom and dad met their best friends, Larry and Marlene, at their church when they had just moved out to Salisbury, Maryland as newlyweds. They just happened to be the pastor of their church and his wife, and they helped my parents to be able to adopt my brother and sister, acting as, I don't know, character witnesses, I don't know what you call it, at the adoption agency, vouching that my parents would be good and loving parents for these children. One thing Larry shared, which has been passed down in my family and fits well with Jesus' message for us today, is that there are a lot of different ways to raise a child. But the most important thing is that however you choose to do it, you do it with love. And today we heard some of the most central words of our faith spoken by our Lord and Savior. Jesus is asked, "What commandment is the first of all?" Of all the many questions we have for Jesus, I'm sure this would have been on our list. So it's nice that the scribe came to Jesus and asked this question to give us some direction in our faith. With all the rules and laws in the Bible, it's good to have some guidance to know that the most important thing we can do is love. In fact, our Jewish brothers and sisters have held up these words that Jesus quoted from Deuteronomy since before the time of Jesus. Those words, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might." The first part of that is called the Shema, and it's said in prayer by Jewish people every morning and evening. And it is to be the last thing that they say to their children as they go to bed. The second part about loving is called the Vahavta. And to follow it, they keep these words in scrolls on their doorways and sometimes wear them bound on their arms or on their heads, literally keeping those words before them all the time. So I wonder, what would it look like for us to have words of love written on our doors, on our heads, on our hearts? The world's dominating commandment seems to be hate your neighbor, and that some people who face death deserve it, and that we should judge people with criteria other than the love of Christ. Today and every day, let's say no to this commandment. Let's speak and live with words of love, even if we disagree, and even if we sometimes have to raise our voices to say it, because sometimes love demands that we be fierce and strong, even if our voice shakes. How could we change the world if we started our interactions and our thoughts with love? Christ came to show God's love to the world. He told us to love God with all that we have and to love our neighbors as ourselves. And he showed us how to do that when he healed the sick, when he ate with every kind of undesirable person he could find, and when he forgave those who nailed him to the cross. Christ is the source of God's love for us and the one who inspires our love in this world. If we want to know love, all we have to do is look at Jesus. We're going to watch a video about Operation Christmas Child, if you want to get that queued up now, John. It's about, fits well with this message of love and how when we share Christ's love in the world, we can truly change things. Just turn it back on.
Every shoebox gift starts its journey with individual loves, and each item packed an expression of that love. From there, it.
Hi, my name is Marina. I was born in the former Soviet Union. When I was 5 years old, my mother died of tuberculosis. I remember sitting on her grave and missing a mother I had never really known. After her death, my father found comfort in alcohol and got very depressed. One day, in an argument with my grandmother, he took a gun and shot her. My brother and I were in the next room. My relatives tried to take care of us, but they couldn't, and the government came and took us and put us into an orphanage. Life at the orphanage wasn't very easy because the older kids would often beat us up. The adults in there did not really care for us. To them, we were just another job. Feeling alone and forgotten and unwanted, I've been looking for something that would give me the love that I've been craving. When I was 6 years old, a man walked outside from the orphanage and he invited me inside to receive gifts with the other children. And I was feeling very hesitant and confused at first, but out of curiosity, I followed him in. And when I went inside, I saw the kids were being handed out colorful boxes and I was confused, but he came and gave me one. After I opened it, I remember seeing hygiene products, school supplies, toys. There's a stuffed animal in there. And my favorite item in there were stickers. In the orphanage, we did not have anything that was ours. We had to share everything we had. And the stickers, I took them and I put them all over my little nightstand. And every morning, by looking at them, I was reminded that that was my love. That was the love that I had been craving, and I got it in that box. But more than the stickers, the box gave me what I've been longing for. It gave me hope that there is kindness out there, there's love out there, and that I can have it, and I had it in a simple box. When I was 10, my brother and I got adopted by an American family. They were a Christian family, and they taught me about God and about Jesus, and with my mother, I came to accept him when I was 12 years old. Because of my family, we attended a homeschooling co-op, and through that, we learned about Operation Christmas Child. And I remember looking at the boxes and thinking, I received one of these. And it was amazing to find out that my family was packing shoeboxes for kids all over the world. Now I pack shoeboxes because I want to help more children feel the love that I felt when I was younger. Many kids out there have nothing, and this box will help them feel the love of God and to feel wanted. I just want to thank you all for packing shoeboxes. To this day, I feel the love of God because of a simple shoebox gift.
Packing a shoebox is just one way that we can share Christ's love in this world. Another way we're going to be doing at Grace this year is asking you to bring in Christmas DVDs and books. Please keep them religious themed, like no Rudolph, but as much as I love Rudolph, we're going to be collecting those at the birthday party for Jesus Sunday and sharing them with our friends down at All Peoples to hand out on Christmas Eve. There are many ways that we can bring God's love into this world and love our neighbors as ourselves. Because we know that loving our neighbor is so important, even more important than just sitting in these pews every week. Coming to church is where we start and where we get filled with love, but our relationship with God and our neighbor does not end here. Our whole lives are significant to God. And Christ tells us that to live our lives for God, we start with love. This week is a big one for us as our country votes on Tuesday. And as we go to vote, we know that we don't leave our faith behind. We love God with all our heart, soul, and might, and we keep those words with us no matter where we go. We take the love that we learn from Christ, a love that sees anybody in need as our neighbor that we are called to love. And when we help build a world that's more loving, we bring God's kingdom closer into this world. Our world today rings with words that incite violence and division. As Christians, how do we respond to these events? We start with love. Our world today brings us news of the massacre at the Tree of Life Synagogue. As Christians, how do we respond to these events? We start with love. A love that says, firmly and without question, that our Lord calls us to love our neighbors, not to be divided. A love that knows that even our neighbors who look different, who worship differently, who speak different languages are still our neighbors, and we will not see them as a threat to us. In a world like this, my only hope is in Jesus. As hard as it is, I know that the love that he shows us is the only way we can get through all of this. I choose the love of Christ, which outlasts the love that I have. I choose the love of Christ, which opens its arms to all, even in the face of threats and violence and pain. Sometimes I literally have to put those words in front of my face every day, whether it's through devotion or reading the Bible, or through my necklace. Have I told you about my necklace before? No. Okay. Well, I found this verse a while ago, and it's kind of become my theme verse as I go through life, and it's Galatians 6:9. It says, "Let us not grow weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up." Because we all get weary. Sometimes we don't feel like being loving. And that's why we need to keep those words of God always before us. We need our relationship with God, and we need our relationship with our neighbors. Jesus says that both these things should be based in love. The hate rages on in our world, and every day can feel like an attack on love and decency. And truthfully, there are some days when it is. But we know a God who was attacked for his radical inclusivity and for his friendships and his care for people who were deemed as worthless by those in power. We know a God who died to show us how much he loves the whole world. I don't know if any of you saw it. A friend of mine from Stevens Point posted this Wausau Police Department message the other day, where the police chief in Wausau explained how his officers were going to be going through some special training to help combat some of the forces in our world that have been spreading hate and things that we want to make sure we stand against. And in this Facebook post, he quoted Martin Luther King Jr.'s letter from the Birmingham jail, where he said, "We will have to repent in this generation not merely for the vitriolic words and actions of the bad people, but for the appalling silence of the good people." And the police chief went on to say, "Here we are more than 50 years later, and we could say the same thing. I challenge myself, and I challenge each and every person in our community and in our nation to speak loudly against the hate-filled attacks our country has faced in recent weeks and years. And speak kindly to others in our community who you might not know." I think that works very well with Jesus' words for us today. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. Raise your voice when you see something wrong. And speak to those who you don't know. And in that, we will always be filled with the love of Christ, and we will bring that love into this world that needs it so badly. Amen.